Welcome to the National Lewis University Discover You podcast. For centuries, human beings have been on a quest for love. As time has passed, this search has led to the mixing of races and resulted in interracial relationships, both long-term couples and casual dating. My name is Keith Baltimore. And in today's episode, I'll be talking with an interracial couple from the NLU staff to learn more about how that experience is, and most importantly, how it's perceived by the public around them.
Well, my name is Paige McConkie. I'm an academic advisor at NLU. And this is my husband, Brian.
My name is Brian McNeil. I am a senior market intelligence analyst for CNO Financial.
Well, we're talking about interracial relationships, but in fact, we're actually talking about a whole lot more than that. So to get this conversation started off right, why don't you tell everyone, what is your racial or ethnic identity? How do you describe yourselves in that way?
I am, well, African-American or Black, however you want to call it. So that is as much as I know. I did have an ancestry DNA test, which shows that I am a plethora of, I come from a plethora of regions in Africa, Mali, Nigeria, Congo, several places, but also, you know, I have like 9% European, 2% Filipino, which literally blew my mind when I saw that. I was like,
you're like, cool. Where did that come from?
Yeah, where did that come from?
But I actually did the same thing, and it is some fascinating. Paige, have you ever done one of those DNA things?
Yeah, mine's really boring.
Okay, it's some fascinating stuff. You said you're African-American, Black. And just to make it clear, because people are just listening to us, when people see you, what do they assume you are?
Oh, I'm Black. I'm Black, you know. Like, you remember that movie, like, I'm Black, y'all. I'm Black, y'all. I'm Black, me, Black, I'm Black.
Got you. I just want to make it clear for folks who we're talking to. And Paige, so tell us, how do you identify racially or ethnic?
I'm white as they come. He calls me Casper, the friendly ghost, because of how white my skin is. It's sometimes translucent in the summer. Just kind of on that topic of like the ancestry stuff, I did it, and I'm basically just the United Kingdom with a splash of German, but basically I'm just English. Like 75% English.
All good. Okay, so tell us, how did you guys meet?
Yes, so we actually met via eHarmony. So we are an online dating success story, thanks to eHarmony. I keep telling them we need to be on a commercial because we're both like interracial, and there's like a slight like generational thing there too, because of our age difference. And we're a success story. And he's like, no, let's never do that.
Yeah, let's not.
You know, I'm telling you, like eHarmony and other dating apps, it's going to be the new way, or actually it is the new way, I think, most people will meet and get to know each other. So yay for eHarmony.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I think we didn't even pay for it, really. So we didn't even know what we looked like before we met. We didn't really have the full, like, ability to communicate and stuff, but we kind of figured out.
Whoa. Wait, you didn't know what each other looked like before you met?
Okay. Well, I have to come clean about something.
Oh, Lord.
I did pay for it. And I was like on my last week. This sham that I've been pulling for the past 5 years has been haunting me all this time.
It all comes out right now. Okay.
I paid for 1 month. It was like $19.99, and it was like last week. And so I knew what she looked like, but I knew she didn't know what I looked like. So, okay.
I could have been catfished this whole time.
Yeah.
So, okay, let me ask you that. Now, let's start right there. You knew what she looked like. she didn't know what you look like. So Brian, did you have some concerns about what her reaction might be when she learned that you were Black?
No, because it had our race there. Mm-hmm. So, okay. The thing is that if my race wasn't there, then that'd be something I'd probably mess her up. Like, you know I'm Black, right? But because my race was already there, there was no reason to do that. My main question was, are your parents okay with this? You know, so, and they were. So I know that's part of another question kind of that come along, but yeah.
So then did you have some concerns or specific conversation about the very obvious fact that you were of a different race, or that was like, we don't even need to discuss this, we'll just keep on trucking?
Oh no, we discussed it pretty quickly out the gate once we realized. I think it was probably within 2 to 3 weeks of dating, because he met my parents within about a month. He met my parents, which is really fast, but he did it on purpose. And he can explain more, but he did it on purpose because he wanted to make sure, like, if this is something that I want to pursue, I want to make sure that her family is cool with it, rather than them not being cool, then I'll just cut my losses. And so that was a conversation. And we were both kind of at that phase in life where we were ready to start dating for marriage, or like courting in a sense, like prepping for marriage. And we didn't really want to like waste time on somebody that wasn't going to work. And so he brought up those like that conversation pretty quickly, especially like when we were going out in public and stuff. He's like, we need to be aware of this. Like, we need to keep an eye out on things. And I was like, we're in the North. You're fine. Like, we don't need to worry about that in the Chicagoland area. Like, that's not as big of a thing. Me being a naive white person, never dating a Black person before, that was just like, well, my family's cool with it, so everybody's cool with it. But it was definitely conversations for sure. And continued on throughout.
The thing is that as a Black man, I know dating someone outside your race, especially someone white, meeting their parents is like a crapshoot. You know, you can get a 7, or you can get snake eyes. Luckily, I got a 7, and you know, everything I did was very methodical. So okay. You know, from our first date, to all the dates that we had, to me trying to meet her parents, to me trying to meet her family, me trying to make sure that, like she said, I didn't want to waste any time. I wanted to make sure that she understood. And not only that, all the conversation that we had regarding race was to go ahead and kind of get her kind of prepared, because, me being a Black man, I know people who are very upfront in your face races. I know people who are in the closet. They don't say anything, but you know how they feel based upon some of the conversations that they have.
Yes.
So, you know, and I know that she probably never experienced that, but I wanted to kind of get her prepared by some friends or associates who may make very snide remarks that may, she probably never heard of, and it probably may go over her head the first time, but after continuous time, she starts to be like, hold on, this is wrong. So everything I did was very methodical, because I know I was the first person she dated that was Black.
Gotcha. So Paige, it sounds like, based upon what Brian said, that this was your first interracial relationship?
Yeah, I've only ever dated white guys.
So Paige, this was your first interracial relationship, and you've dated only white people before. Is there something, was there a different thought process that went into this? Did you think, maybe I need to do this differently, or?
No. So by the time that we had met, I was back home in Illinois. But before that, I was in Iowa, where there's pretty much only white people. And so like, that's where I went to college primarily. And so that's kind of how I ended up only dating white people, because that's all that was around me. But I never really cared what they looked like. Hence why, like, I didn't care that I didn't know what he looked like before we met, or before like I saw a picture of him via text, because I care more about personality, religion choice, how are you going to treat me, what are your intentions, that kind of stuff, rather than what somebody looks like.
Yeah, she was just lucky to get a nice piece of sexy piece of man candy like myself.
I love it, Brian. So you said that her family's reaction to you was a seven, a good, that was a good reaction.
Yeah.
What was your family's reaction to her?
I've always dated outside my race. So I've dated, you know, people who were, you know, Black. I've not only Black, but Jamaican and, you know, African. I've dated, you know, people who were Hispanic, people who are white. So I've dated a whole array. So my mom and, you know, my parents has always been, okay, you know, they weren't really surprised I was dating Paige or someone who was white. I believe that when it started to get kind of serious, my mom was like, you know, hey, you know, just, you know, be careful. I think my mom has always been like, be careful, because, again, we're from the South, we're from Florida, so we know how bad things can get. So my mother was always, hey, just be careful, kind of keep your head on a swivel, make sure that, you know, if someone messes with you, you know, just be aware. So my mother didn't have a problem me dating a white woman. My mother was just very mindful of some of the things that may occur with us having an interracial relationship, especially coming from where we did.
Gotcha. So this is a question I have been really eager to ask you. What are some of the cultural differences that you've noticed?
Food. Let me tell you. Oh, man. When I season food, it's almost as though
When
I season food, it's almost as though I'm on a bomb squad of on a police force. I'm like that. You know, like, I'm very careful, because before she was like, oh, so salty. And I'm like, salty? Oh, like, I actually withheld. Let me tell you, it's food. Sometimes I have to cook two things at once. Like, I can never just make a big pot of something. I have to make something for her and something for me.
It'd be the same thing, just seasoned differently.
It's all about the seasoning, is it not?
Yes. He likes spicy, hot, saltier foods.
Flavor.
Okay, and that hurts, like, physically, like, it hurts me. I am from, like, British background. Like, my family, like, we still pass down recipes from the mainland. Like, yeah.
I don't get how the UK can go from country to country starting wars over spices, but yet none of them use it at all. You know how many people die because of paprika? You know what? I'm going to get into something. I'm going to shut up right now.
I like our...
Brian, you're killing me, man. You're killing me. I love it.
There were times, like, early on in our relationship too, like, where I like his cooking. He's a fantastic cook. He doesn't let me in the kitchen because I can't cook at all. Like, I've lit spaghetti on fire. Quite talented at the not being able to cook. So I like the way that he cooks. But there were times, like, early on in our relationship where I would just go to him and I'd be like, can I just have something bland tonight? Like, I like your food, but it's just really heavy. Like, I'm just needing, you know, just plain pasta with, like, butter or olive oil. Like, that's it. Like, that's all I want tonight. Like, I just need plain. And he'll just look at me like, okay, go ahead. Like,
I mean, but don't get me wrong. You know, I mean, we joke, and yeah, this is a big part of our relationship, because, you know, when we eat, you know, I have to be mindful. But, you know, because of her, I have kind of calmed down, you know, with the seasoning, because that's part of my health as well. So, you know, I'm used to eating macaroni and cheese. I'm used to eating, you know, when I eat pasta, you know, like a thick red sauce. But because of her, I kind of learned to, hey, no red sauce. How about a nice butter sauce? How about just olive oil, salt, pepper, a little bit of parm? So you know, because
more vegetables.
So because I have to be mindful of what she eats, that made me a better cook, and that made me kind of like other things beyond than what I kind of grew up with. So
insane.
Yeah.
Same here, because yeah, I grew up just with very bland food. My parents don't love cooking. My parents are both working parents who didn't always have a lot of time to cook. I also had a lot of food allergies as a kid, and so our menu was just limited. And so like being with him now, I've explored more options. Like I'd never had lamb before. He introduced lamb to me and I love it. It's one of my favorite dishes.
But other than food, I say one of the things that I would say culturally different is, I guess, our sense of humor. Because me coming from the South, and me being black, we're used to kind of joking on each other. Like, you know, we can roast, like, I can roast my mom can roast, I cannot tell you how many times my grandmother called me ugly. I cannot tell you how many times my mom called me fat.
Like, and, play the dozens?
Yeah, the dozens, your mama mm-hmm. this, and like going at it. I have to be mindful that I can't do it with her, because I'm like, because that's how I guess that's how a lot of black kind of built their self-esteem, because you can't tell me nothing worse than what my family has already told me. So, you know, but on the other hand, with my wife, I can't really do that, because I could really say something that will hurt her feelings. And I don't want that. And so
it makes sense. That makes perfect sense. So, you know, you guys are so incredible, because your responses just keep leaping on into the very next thing I was going to ask you, which is about, do you ever feel as if your partner truly understands your point of view? Like, you know, it could be about anything. And I really, really, really do not mean like politics. It can literally be about anything. And do you ever come across that topic or that thing that where there's a barrier or there's a disagreement, and in each of your minds, you think, oh, maybe this is because of the racial cultural differences?
Early on, yes. Definitely, like our communication was vastly different in the way that we handled conflict and the way that we handled emotions within a relationship was vastly different. And I don't know if it was because it's a man-woman thing. I don't know if it's because of North-South thing, black-white thing. I don't know, but that was something. It took probably a couple of years before we figured out how to deal with arguments and deal with conflict. It even took, like, after we got married, going to counseling and like figuring out how do we work through arguments and conflict and disagreements when we're on different pages. How do we come together with that? Now, when it comes with to just like fun random topics like music, movies, whatever, yes, vastly different. But we're fine being different. But it's mainly just that communication piece that we really struggled with. I am one of those people, like, if we have an argument, let's solve it, let's deal with it, let's crush it out, move on, let's not go to bed angry, that kind of stuff. He would ghost me for probably 3 days before he would then come back, and I'd be like, okay, can we deal with this? He's like, why? I'm good, we're fine. I'm like, we never dealt with the issue, like we never talked about it mm-hmm. at all.
Mm-hmm. I'm a little old school. Like, you know, after I kind of get over it, I'm like, oh, I'm good. And it's that. Like, it's as though it never happened.
You know, Brian, you were talking about friendship earlier, your friends and potentially Paige's friends. And I'm wondering, has there ever been a moment, and this is not necessarily with your friends, but when people would learn that you were in a interracial relationship, did your allegiance or commitment to your own race come into question? They somehow think that, you know, you
no. can't. No, most people, I mean, anybody that knows me knows who I am. They kind of know my history. They know that, you know, when it comes to Black issues, I'm 100% down, you know, and the people that I, and the person that I married is not someone who's going to replace who I am, but is going to add on to who I am. So, you know, I can tell you that being married to Paige and kind of being around her family, it did expand my perspective that, you know, sometimes, you know, even though I see injustice, I need to try a different approach. I need to try several approaches when I try to explain it to someone's wife, because they may not know, or it may be foreign to them.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about you, Paige? Has, like, with your friends, and again, I know you've mentioned how very supportive and comfortable your family is, but do you ever find from your experience that they are like maybe hesitant to talk about certain things, or they will kind of avoid topics, anything that you feel like, huh, I wonder why they're doing that. And it doesn't have anything to do with the fact that I am with Brian.
No, actually the opposite. So I think once, especially when like past summer happened and everything with George Floyd, people were more hesitant to have those types of conversations with me or bring me into those kind of conversations until they realized that I was dating a Black man. They're like, oh, this helps me have a little bit, a different view of you, or not necessarily a little bit more respect, but just like a different view. Like you don't get it, but you get it a little bit more than maybe the average white person looked at me any differently. Nobody's ever questioned anything. Yeah, I'm lucky, I would say, when it comes to like my family and my friends that are just like, cool, dude, does he treat you good? Great.
So Paige, have you or do you worry about his safety?
Always. After George Floyd, I just realized how easy it is for him to just leave and never come back. And it's terrifying. I try to make sure, like, whenever we're on the phone together, like if he's leaves and at the store or something, that I always say like, I love you, stuff like that, because I don't know if he's gonna come home. And that's the scariest, most unsettling thought. And I didn't necessarily realize the realness of that until after we got married. I don't think it necessarily would have changed us getting married if I would have realized that ahead of time, but I almost wish that I was just a little bit more prepared before we got married. And he tried to prep me as much as possible, but like he said, you're not going to get it until you're in it. And I didn't get it until all of a sudden it was shoved in my face. And I was like, oh, this is a thing. And then having those conversations about, okay, if we have a Black son, a Black daughter, mixed kid, what types of things do I as a white woman need to be aware of so that I'm also prepping them correctly? And those are things that I never in a million years thought that I would have to think about.
Yeah. And, you know, you brought up a really important topic about children and what kind of conversation do you have with your children. In the Black community, we often say, okay, did you have the talk? And when we say the talk, we know what that means. What does that dialogue between the two of you, what is that like about what you're going to either share with your children, or are you at that stage yet? It sounds like you are a little bit.
I mean, well,
a little bit.
I mean, we talk about it every once in a while. You know, the thing is, and in fact, we talked about it the other day, and I told her, I was like, there are some conversations you can be very fluffy with. You can go ahead and put like rose colored glasses, you know, like talking to strangers. You can say, hey, you know, if someone tries to, you know, come get you, you want to just run and scream, but you be like, but, you know, when they're little, you just tell them, you know, just don't talk to strangers, you know, just, you know, walk away, you know, always hold my hand. So you can be a little bit more fluffy with some conversations. With the talk, those are conversations that you have to be extremely blunt with. Like, you cannot, and the reason you have to be blunt is because you cannot allow them to misconstrue what you're trying to say. You have to let them know that this could be life or death. Like, because an 8-year-old boy can all automatically become a 13-year-old boy in the wrong eyes, and a 13-year-old boy can almost become a 21-year-old boy.
Yes.
In some eyes. And sometimes you have to be very blunt. And especially since the area that we live in, we live in the suburbs, and it's, you know, even though it's racially diverse, it's pretty much very Caucasian. And, you know, one of the talks got to be, you cannot do what your white friends do. You know, I mean, you cannot do that, you know, and you have to let them know why, and you have to drill it into their head until they are sick and tired, until it's almost muscle memory.
All right, guys, this is my last question.
Okay.
So what do you think other people miss or need to know about you and your relationship?
We're just like everybody else, to be completely honest. Like, we're just like your neighbors, your family, your in-laws. Like, we're just like everybody else. Kind of like I mentioned before, we have to deal with certain topics that people might not think to deal with. But same goes with any other couple too. Like, every couple has their challenges, every person has their own challenges and their own flaws and personality quirks that they have to work through, and we're just like that. We just deal with a topic that isn't as common but is becoming more common, of this interracial relationship or marriage, which is great.
I agree. We are just a normal relationship. You know, I mean, of course there are things that we kind of discuss when it comes to movies. She can't watch a full thing of a Coming to America.
I fall asleep every time.
Certain things like that, when it comes to kind of cultural movies, yeah, we kind of butt heads. But other than that, no, we talk about the exact same. I mean, we discuss the same things. We fight about the same things. We when we go out, you know, we joke around each other. And most of the time, I will say that when I get caught slipping and I forget that she's white, we just kind of have a normal relationship. Now, again, when I say that, what I mean is that me being black, I always have to be cognizant of my surroundings. Of what people may think of me, when people think of her, while we're together. There are times then that it slips my mind, because we're joking around, we're talking, and, you know, we're just a normal relationship. But then, you know, when I do have that shield up, I have to be very careful about what I say when I'm around her, because everything I have to say can't be dealt as something that someone's gonna misconstrue as something negative. So, but our relationship, again, no different than any other relationship. We have a few more trials and tribulations that we have to go through just as a man, as a husband and wife. Other than that, no difference.
And that's a wrap. Thanks a lot for listening. And thanks to our guest for taking the time to educate us about the experience of being in an interracial relationship. We hope to hear from you on the next episode.